Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey, mini boneheads. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Madison, Wisconsin on Sunday, August 11th, Two Oceans 13. Yesterday, I did a super, super fun show, a stand-up show at Comedy on State, and I'll play the audio of Graham Elwood playing the Leonard Maltin game against audience members at the end of this shorty. Right now, I'm taking a little break from a Breaking Bad marathon on AMC to record this, so I hope you appreciate the sacrifice I'm making. Can't wait for the new season to begin tonight. I'll be in super, super hot Tempe, Arizona tomorrow for shows at the Tempe Improv on Tuesday. That'll be stand-up, and Wednesday, Doug Loves Movies. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future guest at Nikki Glazer tweeted, "Sometimes we forget that Leo DiCaprio is also an accomplished babysitter for models." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movie stars named Leo. Next weekend, I'm doing movie interruptions in Kansas City, Missouri at the Alamo Drafthouse Main Street. For dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com. Now, enjoy Madison. I know I did and do. I'm looking forward to taping Doug Loves Movies today at 4:20. And as always, visual jokes are a shithead.
Hey, Madison, Wisconsin, you ready for some Leonard Maltin game?
Yeah! Level 1986 beatboxing.
Yeah, don't go blaming the year. Your poor choices.
1986 totally just fucked up, you guys. Google it.
Return. I hit the return button. Send. So I hit the send button.
Hey.
What's in the prize bag, Graham? A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt! And a copy of my latest Gateway Doug. And, oh, these are good. A card that has the rules of how to play the round. My hotel room key from when we were in Salem, Oregon.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so you guys want to stay at the Grand Hotel in Salem, Oregon? That's
That's how you do it.
Road trip.
Or you could at least get the breakfast buffet.
Free breakfast buffet, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, just, if you're visiting, say the word. Probably not a reason to visit, just to get one free breakfast.
If you're driving between Eugene and Portland, you can stop in the
area. There you go.
Free breakfast.
Sounds like we just made a plan. I should take that back, because we'll probably do that again. We'll probably drive from Eugene to Portland.
Yes, we will.
And what are you going to contribute to the battle?
Oh, I'll give a copy of my CD, Grand Old's Paul's Drink Dance Party.
Paul's Drink Dance Party. Dance Party, Paul's Drink.
Let's see some name tags, you guys.
What's that show?
Get the house lights up a little bit.
Sure.
People that scribble their name on the complaint cards probably won't get picked, but
there we go.
Who's worth the shot? Who's worth the shot? Oh, we got some weight in the back there.
There you go. You guys are just holding up hand signals like you're doing mine.
I know it's just a stand-up show. A lot of people are looking around like name tags. What the fuck? But it's just a little thing we do. We listen to Doug Loves Movies to...
Why are you guys just making hand signals and holding up a menu? That's not...
Oh, really? I think you should just pick the biggest sign, right? Doesn't that always seem to equate...
I'll go with my man with the kittens on his side. Right?
Best ever? Yeah, you made a reference to
Gary or a close second, bro. No, close second.
Did you, really just leave your name tag in your seat? Should be attached to you.
It's attached.
Oh, look at that! It's like a peachy folder.
You beat my wife at Appleton's.
Oh!
Well, tell her to stop running her mouth.
This is Buffalo Guy and he's Buffalo Gal. 62.
So yes, I played your wife.
73.
You won her ball game at Appleton.
Yes, you did. You beat her, my wife.
Sweet. Now, while you play, and Lost wants to bring up, please, Vicky, so I can redo our family name and its kittens. Okay.
Repeat your honor.
All right, so what's your real name?
My name is Ross.
What is it?
My name is Ross.
Okay.
Thank you for enunciating Ross.
Yeah, don't forget to use your microphone.
My name is Ross.
Let's not start off the center line. These are the droids you're looking for.
Ross gets to pick a category. Would you like at stew through and through? I'm not even going to spell it. That's such a ridiculous name on Twitter. He wrote, please don't touch the contestant.
I'm not touching him. He's touching me.
He wrote to me suggesting... Pacific.
3 inches higher and this is a right if you're gonna do it.
Wow. Ross busts out a great joke and grabbed his awesome microphone.
Well, it was a visual joke. Alright, for people listening, I had my hand on Ross's thigh and he said, 3 inches higher and to the right.
Oh, also for the people listening, we apologize.
Come on,
you need to go. Yeah. You gotta get your hands on the microphone to do a Bane voice.
Sorry.
Yeah.
He gave me a microphone.
Take control of Graham's microphone. Take control. What the lovely.
Oh, say, come on.
What the lovely.
All right, Graham, we have barely any time. Okay. Your categories, Ross.
Greg Warren's got a show name.
Categories. We've got a merch table set up.
Let's do it. It's all ready.
Pacific Rim shot. Yeah, that's comedies that have robots in them. Comedies with robots. Or celebrating a birthday today, an impersonated by me briefly earlier this evening, the great Antonio Banderas. Tony Busy.
Tony Bravo.
So the films of that gentleman. Or at Toys for Twats. Suggested. Flock of Seagulls. And that's movies with Jason Segel, Steven Seagal, or both.
I'll take the birthday category, Antonio Banderas.
Oh. But please ask for it with an accent.
Some nice snacks.
Ross has been rehearsing Nasomatics.
Ross is on fire, but doesn't have his own microphone.
So great.
If someone's on fire, don't give them a microphone. Put them out. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2011. Yeah, pretty recent. Yeah. Yeah. He calls the main character of this movie self-serious. And he also says that this movie is lively and masterfully staged. Yeah. From 2011. And he lists a whopping 7 names.
How many names? It's just between Ross and Graham. How many names do you think you can get it in?
Six,
he says. Five names.
Ross. 4 names.
Whoa. He said 4 names.
Graham.
Ross named that
name. Your sanctum dark is your ally. That was balling it, Ross.
The films of Antonio Banderas, 2.5 stars, 2011. Character is self-serious and it's lively and masterfully staged. And your 4 names. Settle down, fellas. There's a lot more business going on between Graham and the contestant than I'm used to.
I just want the contestants to feel comfortable. I mean, you're a guest in my home.
Your 4 names are Guillermo del Toro, Constance Marie, Amos Sedaris, and Billy Bob Thornton. Thornton. From 2011, Antonio Banderas.
What's the name of that movie?
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
I don't know.
I'm asking you, what is the name of that movie? Not give me some excuses. Some sort of...
The movie is...
You picked Antonio Banderas.
I've made a
It's horrible... as recently as 2 years
I've
ago.
I've made a horrible mistake.
Just say something.
Say something.
Say a movie that Antonio Banderas was in.
Because I bet you know one of those, because you picked the category.
Say, well, okay, how about
say it!
Damn it!
Antonio Banderas!
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
That's... How about the movie I mentioned during my act tonight while doing an impression of him? Puss in Boots! Puss in Boots! Sit down, you idiot! This is deplorable.
What's your name?
Kyle. This is deplorable and horrible at the same time. It's deplorable and deplorable. No, I like it. You wrote Doug Benson over a Blade Runner over Harrison Ford, but Doug Benson is Blade Runner. And then you put my face over his. And then you made an expression that, you know, he probably should have made.
I don't think you had a bigger.
Tucker was too serious. He didn't like just look at things and go, woo! That's the idea of the name tag.
No, it really doesn't. Like a minute before I left, I just went.
What's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle.
Yes.
All right. Put this away.
All right.
Does he know it's supposed to be a name tag?
Yeah, there's stoners here today that have never listened to the podcast and are like, what the fuck is that guy doing? We already understand what a name tag is.
I listen every episode.
But Kyle, I love that you're a fan and that you're going to beat Graham's ass right now. Are you ready?
Are you ready to beat his ass?
I will sit you down if you don't think you can do it.
Because we got to end this thing. Would you like the asparagus pee category? Yeah, busting out a heavy category. This is where I read the entire review and then you guys start bidding. It's crazy. Yeah, or would you like asparagus peat? He suggested on Twitter by Sardonic Brian. And asparagus peat is movies, actors
that are in the movie Devil Wears Prada.
Because Pete Holmes,
yeah,
in the asparagus pee category, did not recognize that movie.
Yeah!
Or a very popular category of late, feminist movement, and that's movies with a woman on a toilet at some point in the film.
We gotta go asparagus pee.
You're going asparagus pee. Oh, this is intense. Okay, Woody Allen says says Leonard Maltin 4 stars. He says it's Woody Allen's best film, an autobiographical 1977 is the year, autobiographical love story with incisive Allenisms on romance, relationships, fame, New York City versus LA, and sundry other topics. Ooh, I love when Leonard works in the word sundry. Warm, witty, intelligent Oscar winner for Best Picture, Actress, Direction, Screenplay. Look sharp and you'll spot future stars Jeff Goldblum, Shelley Hack, Beverly D'Angelo, and Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. And then he lists 10 names. How many names can start at 0 if you want, Kyle? Or you can go into negative names. At which time you will have to name the performers in the order billed by Leonard Maltin from the top of the list.
Let's go negative 1 names.
Negative 1, he says. Oh, right. I'm giving him the prizes no matter what. We got a merch table to get to and a Greg Warren's show to start.
Greg's backstage getting ready to go. From his home in Cincinnati. All right, Kyle, name it.
I have no fucking idea.
Is it New York Stories?
Are you kidding?
I'm not alone.
That's hilarious. It's Annie Hall, dude. Yeah. Best Picture one. Yeah, aren't you a comedy film nerd?
Never heard of it.
I thought you knew what it was, but then I thought, why wouldn't you know it's Woody Allen and Diane Keaton, obviously. Yeah, so that was
interesting.
I watched
it in my head and I couldn't sort it out.
All right, well, nonetheless, like I said, I'm giving Kyle the prizes anyway. Yeah.
But the instructions to the game will be in there.
Okay.
So, if you want to learn how it works. The guy should throw in the card, don't pick asparagus, please. If you're not familiar with Academy Award winning movies. You know, those rare, bizarre little... Thanks, dude.
Kyle, ladies and gentlemen. Rare and lower, ladies and gentlemen. And lower.
And as always, Greg Warren not being the headliner tonight at Comedy on Stage is a shame.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in